First rule of assassination, kill the assassins.
Course heading, Captain.
Second star to the right, and straight on till morning. Break this information down succinctly. The Klingon Empire has roughly 50 years of life left. What are we doing here?
Maybe they're throwing us a retirement party.
That suits me. I just bought a boat.
The Klingons have never been trustworthy. I'm forced to agree with Admiral Cartwright. This is a terrifying idea.
The dismantling of our space stations and star bases along the neutral zone, an end to almost 70 years of unremitting hostility which the Klingons can no longer afford.
One of the advantages of being 1,000 light years, Federation.
Now here it is, all officers to the bridge.
Under Article number 184 of your interstellar law, placing you under arrest, you are charged with assassinating the Chancellor of the High Council.
My God, that's a big ship.
Not so big as her captain, I think.
To be or not to be?
That is the question which preoccupies our people.
Have we not heard the chimes at midnight?
What is this? Multiple choice?
Have you not a shred of decency in you, Kirk? We come in peace, and you blatantly defy that peace.
The opportunity here is to bring them to their knees.
Then we'll be in a far better position to dictate terms.
We haven't fired.
We haven't. According to our data banks, we have. Twice.
Cry havoc! And let's rip the dogs of war!
Dead.
What happened?
With a direct torpedo hit, you crippled our entire gravitational field. The two of your Starfleet crew beamed aboard wearing magnetic boots.
Captain's log, Stargate 9529.1.
3 months before retirement. What a way to finish.
We're not finished. I've never trusted Klingons. And I never will.
Captain, I have orders from Starfleet Command. We're to put back to space dock immediately.
If I were human, I believe my response would be, go to hell.
Yes, who's coming to dinner?
I doubt that our own behavior will distinguish us in the annals of diplomacy.
I can't believe I kissed you. I was lucky that thing had knees.
That was not his knee.
Animals, Jim. There is an historic opportunity here.
Those men have literally saved this planet.
What's happened? What's the meaning of all of this?
Will Smith is, I think, I'll donate $1 million to the local office. When pigs fly.
This will be my final voyage on board this vessel as a member of her crew.
There has been an incident on Praxis.
There is an old Vulcan proverb. Only Nixon could go to China.
I bet that Klingon bitch killed her father.
I must protest. To offer Klingon's safe haven within Federation space is suicide.
Keep your eyes peeled for engines. I mean Native Americans.
Thank you, Lieutenant. 1/4 impulse power.
Tickle us, do we not laugh? Prick us, do we not bleed? Wrong us, shall we not revenge?
Once again, we've saved civilization as we know it.
And the good news is they're not going to prosecute.
Please let me know if there's some other way we can screw up tonight.
Shield! I am constant as the Northern Star.
I'd give real money if he'd shut up.
In space, all warriors are cold warriors.
Has it occurred to you that this crew is due to stand down in 3 months? We've done our bit for King and Country.
Dr. McCoy.
Stardate 9521.6. Captain's log, USS Excelsior. Gatasulu commanding.
Signal our surrender.
Captain?
We surrender.
Captain Kirk.
Captain Sulu.
As much to the crew of the Enterprise, I owe you my thanks.
Nice to see you in action. One more time, Captain Kirk. Take care.
Mr. Scott, I understand you're having difficulty with the warp drive. How much time do you require for repair?
I'm not sure. must be very proud.
I have personally vouched for you in this matter, Captain.
You have personally vouched. You have personally vouched.
I'd give real money if he'd shut up. 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 I'd give real money if he'd shut up.
I doubt that our own behavior will distinguish us in the annals of diplomacy.
I'd give real money if he'd shut up. I'd give real money if he'd shut up.
Once again, we've saved civilization as we know it.
And the good news is they're not going to prosecute.